Peter said. Or perhaps we simply need our science to catch up with the wisdom of the ancients. He paused. Funny thing is, I believe Catherine's research may be poised to do just that. Langdon suddenly remembered that Catherine had dashed off from the house of the temple earlier. Hey, where did she go, anyway?
She'll be here shortly, Peter said, grinning. She went to confirm a wonderful bit of good fortune.
Outside, at the base of the monument, Peter Solomon felt invigorated as he inhaled the cold night air. He watched in amusement as Langdon stared intently at the ground, scratching his head and looking around at the foot of the obelisk.
Professor, Peter joked, the cornerstone that contains the Bible is underground. You can't actually access the book, but I assure you it's there.
I believe you, Langdon said, appearing lost in thought. It's just, I noticed something. Langdon stepped back now and surveyed the giant plaza on which the Washington Monument stood. The circular concourse was made entirely of white stone, except for two decorative courses of dark stone, which formed two concentric circles around the monument.
A circle within a circle, Langdon said. I never realized the Washington Monument stands at the center of a circle within a circle.
Peter had to laugh. He misses nothing.
Yes, the great circumpunct, the universal symbol for God, at the crossroads of America.
He gave a coy shrug.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Langdon seemed far off, gazing skyward now, his eyes ascending the illuminated spire, which shone stark white against the black winter sky. Peter sensed Langdon was beginning to see this creation for what it truly was, a silent reminder of ancient wisdom, an icon of enlightened man at the heart of a great nation. Even though Peter could not see the tiny aluminum tip at the top, he knew it was there, man's enlightened mind straining toward heaven.
Laus Deo.
Peter? Langdon approached, looking like a man who'd endured some kind of mystical initiation. I almost forgot, he said, reaching into his pocket and producing Peter's gold Masonic ring.
I've been wanting to return this to you all night.
Thank you, Robert.
Peter held out his left hand and took the ring, admiring it. You know, all the secrecy and mystery surrounding this ring and the Masonic pyramid, it had an enormous effect on my life. When I was a young man, the pyramid was given to me with the promise that it hid mystical secrets. Its mere existence made me believe there were great mysteries in the world. It piqued my curiosity, fueled my sense of wonder, and inspired me to open my mind to the ancient mysteries.
He smiled quietly and slipped the ring into his pocket.
I now realize that the Masonic pyramid's true purpose was not to reveal the answers, but rather to inspire a fascination with them.
The two men stood in silence for a long while at the foot of the monument. When Langdon finally spoke, his tone was serious. I need to ask you a favor, Peter.
As a friend.
Of course.
Anything.
Langdon made his request, firmly.
Solomon nodded, knowing he was right.
I will.
Right away, Langdon added, motioning to the waiting Escalade.
Okay, but one caveat.
Langdon rolled his eyes, chuckling. Somehow you always get the last word.
Yes, and there is one final thing I want you and Catherine to see.
At this hour? Langdon checked his watch.
Solomon smiled warmly at his old friend.
It is Washington's most spectacular treasure, and something very, very few people have ever seen.
Chapter 132. Catherine Solomon's heart felt light as she hurried up the hill toward the base of the Washington Monument. She had endured great shock and tragedy tonight, and yet her thoughts were refocused now, if only temporarily, on the wonderful news Peter had shared with her earlier. News she had just confirmed with her very own eyes.
My research is safe. All of it.
Her lab's holographic data drives had been destroyed tonight. But earlier, at the House of the Temple, Peter had informed her that he had been secretly keeping backups of all her noetic research in the SMSC executive offices.
You know I'm utterly fascinated with your work, he had explained, and I wanted to follow your progress without disturbing you.
Catherine,
a deep voice called out. She looked up. A lone figure stood in silhouette at the base of the illuminated monument.
Robert!
She hurried over and hugged him.
I heard the good news, Langdon whispered.
You must be relieved. Her voice cracked with emotion.
Incredibly.
The research Peter had saved was a scientific tour de force, a massive collection of experiments that proved human thought was a real and measurable force in the world. Catherine's experiments demonstrated the effect of human thought on everything from ice crystals to random event generators to the movement of subatomic particles. The results were conclusive and irrefutable, with the potential to transform skeptics into believers and affect global consciousness on a massive scale.
Everything is going to change, Robert. Everything.
Peter certainly thinks so. Catherine glanced around for her brother.
Hospital,
Langdon said. I insisted he go as a favor to me. Catherine exhaled, relieved.
Thank you.
He told me to wait for you here. Catherine nodded, her gaze climbing the glowing white obelisk.
He said he was bringing you here. Something about Laos Deo. He didn't elaborate.
Langdon gave a tired chuckle. I'm not sure I entirely understand it myself. He glanced up at the top of the monument. Your brother said quite a few things tonight that I couldn't get my mind around.
Let me guess, Catherine said. Ancient mysteries, science, and the Holy Scriptures?
Bingo.
Welcome to my world, she winked.
Peter initiated me into this long ago. It fueled a lot of my research. Intuitively, some of what he said made sense. Langdon shook his head. But intellectually? Catherine smiled and put her arm around him.
You know, Robert, I may be able to help you with that.
Deep inside the Capitol building, Architect Warren Bellamy was walking down a deserted hallway.
Only one thing left to do tonight, he thought. When he arrived at his office, he retrieved a very old key from his desk drawer. The key was black iron, long and slender with faded markings. He slid it into his pocket and then prepared himself to welcome his guests. Robert Langdon and Catherine Solomon were on their way to the Capitol. At Peter's request, Bellamy was to provide them with a very rare opportunity, the chance to lay eyes upon this building's most magnificent secret, something that could be revealed only by the architect.
Chapter 133. High above the floor of the Capitol Rotunda, Robert Langdon